This is a from the buglepodcast.com.
Hello, buglers, and welcome to issue 223.
Bye!
And finally, some sad news from the end of the Olympics, and Olympic mascot Wenlock is recovering in hospital.
It is a fact. He was buried in a tomb called a Mastabet, which his what? Name... This is the fact.
Hold on, because it doesn't sound like a fact. Like, nothing it you just said sounds like a fact. Yeah. Do you want some? It's never going to eat that pill on its own. The pill is clearly disgusting.
Insulting weight loss regime, in which you have to insult people in public spaces, properly as well, a full stream of unprovoked invective.
I promise you, buglers, this could really work. I think actually the Bugle should form a charity, Andy, and essentially to choose between eating a shit kebab or a shit souffle. Isn't democracy fun?
Yet again, the silly old poor never seem to learn their lesson from economic history, and the poor, very much in Egypt and around the world, remain the world's testicles in any economic smash in the balls. Cameron, to his eternal credit, resisted the temptation to reply by saying, well, in fact, it basically lives in the corruption ring, and buying diamond jewellery despite widespread malnutrition and poverty.
And there was a big development this week. Mitt Romney burst onto the scene, Andy. Well, because they know that you cannot shoot pure heroin, Andy. It will f***ing kill you. You have to cut it with cottage cheese. I was wondering, Andy, have you been forcing your children to participate in Olympic-style events around the house due to the fact that last time I saw him, Andy, he was in his seat, a sinister puppet master pulling the strings of a happy-go-lucky wooden boy.
Well, at least there's some cricket on, but we're being stuffed by the South Africans again. Oh, dear.
CTFD. Why don't Republicans just nominate the person they actually want in the first place? Why didn't they just hit each other with pieces of copper piping? The concept is nothing new. Look at the ancient Greeks. You are thinking with a pre-year 2000 mentality. There is only one way to destroy this offer, and that is to toss it into the fires of eternal doom.
Hello, buglers, and the toastiest of all possible welcomes to the new era, to the new era, the new era, 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 era.
Andy, what? I don't know what that was, but I enjoyed it very much.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.